As far as I know, no one has done a how do you load speech on the Switch demo with exact button pushes yet. So I'm going to do that now. Now, I'm not doing this the really good way by wiring the Switch directly into Logic. It's coming through my mixer, and so you may hear other noises that are not Switch-related because this is just quick and dirty, but I thought I'd do this anyway. So, we're on the home screen, and if I were to go down, because I'm on the last line already, we hear this noise. That means you can't go down any further with the joystick down or the down arrow on the control. If I go up...
Rock the Investigator. Button. On his page. Button. There's another list below.
Then you hear that. And if I go up further, nothing. So when you hear this noise, it means you can't go any further. So what we need to do is we need to go down to the bottom.
Nintendo Switch Online. Button. Horizontal list. 1 of 10. There's another list above.
Now, it's not always going to land on this number one item. So what I'm going to suggest that you do is hold the right arrow down to the right and then press left once. Because if you go by pressing it, it's going to wrap around like this.
Nintendo Switch
See,
Online.
It wraps.
Button. 1 of 10.
So, if you hold it.
Sleep mode. Button. 10 of 10.
And then you press left once.
System settings. Button.
You will have on system settings. When you press A on the console, you will hear this sound. It's very specific, so you know you're in system settings. If you don't hear this sound, it's wrong.
System settings. Flight mode. Button. Vertical list.
Okay.
2 of 18.
So it lands on flight mode, but let's go from the very top. So hold the cursor up again.
Support. Button.
So it lands on support. So this menu doesn't wrap. That's why we get this sound. I'm pressing up a lot. So you can either hold the cursor up or press up as many times as you want, but I would hold it and then press it to make sure. So now we're going to count down as many times as we need to get to accessibility. One.
Flight mode.
Two.
Button. Screen brightness.
Three.
Bluetooth registered trademark.
Four,
internet.
But
parental
five,
controls. Accessibility.
Six,
button.
And press
7 of 18. Change button mapping. Button. Vertical list. 1 of 13.
And again, I'm going to recommend holding the up arrow. Okay, so at the top. So let's count down now to the TTS options. So, 1.
Change button mapping from
2,
quick setting. Text size.
3.
Default. Bold text.
Disa- 4.
High contrast. Disa- zoom.
5.
Disabled. Change
6,
display colors. Mono audio.
7.
Disa- text to speech.
8.
Enable text to speech. Enabled. Toggle button. 9 of 13. On screen text will be read out loud. Press and hold a control stick to play the voice text again. This feature might not be available for all screens.
And I can press A to enable. Or disable. So if you borrow a friend's Switch 2 and you want to try enabling that without their help, just remember those numbers. Now, I've already forgotten it because I'm doing this live and I did not make a note of it beforehand. I wanted to actually get the real experience. But if you listen back to this and make a note of those numbers, you should be good to go.